This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host, Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You are receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. And I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, August 17, 2013, and that was DJ Sound Sex coming to us from Hawaii, one of our guests on the show tonight. That was one of his new tracks called Tension, also verse Decoding Jesus Remix. He'll be joining us as one of our guests coming up on the show. We have some amazing guests on the show tonight, as always. And joining us, the first guest on the show tonight is our one and only Dr. Elizabeth Colton. She has been traveling nonstop all over the planet, literally, and doing amazing work all over. So lots to catch up on. And for those of you out there who do not know Elizabeth Colton, her career includes bridging diplomacy, journalism, scholarship, U.S. and international politics and education, working in more than 100 countries and speaking and teaching worldwide on 6 continents. Elizabeth Colton's diplomatic work includes service as a U.S. Peace Corps volunteer in Kenya, as United Nations International Development Planner in New York, and most recently as a U.S. Foreign Service officer with assignments as the spokesperson and press attached in front lines posts in Egypt, Pakistan, Iraq, Sudan, and Algeria, as well as diplomatic tours in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. Lots going on in the Middle East to talk about. She also served as chief of staff in the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Oceans and Environment and Science. So it's an honor and always great to talk with Liz. Thank you for coming on the show. How are you been?
Hi, Jonah. It's great to be here again. It's always good, and I'm thinking a lot about diplomacy. I'm thinking actually a lot about how diplomacy is not happening and why it's so important to sort of make this what I'm going to call kind of a course correct or rectify a compass error so that average people, ordinary people, citizens can become, feel empowered to be diplomats and to bring the idea of diplomacy to a new level.
And that's what's so important, Liz, and why we have you back on the show consistently is the most important thing that we can do is what you said is empower and help show the way to self-empowerment, because when you self-empower people, things can get done. We are very, very powerful people, every single person on the planet. And collectively, when we come together, we can really, literally change the world. And when you talk about diplomacy, Liz, if you can out there, just as always, I like to just, you know, take it back to basics. Just give the listeners a little background on what diplomacy is and a little bit of your history and some of the missions, if you will, that you've carried out using diplomacy. What is that?
Well, first of all, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a diplomat. And the reason I thought, and the truth of the matter is, I still have this very idealistic view of what diplomacy is. I thought that to be a diplomat was to be a peacemaker. I thought diplomacy was all about peacemaking. Of course, many people who are diplomats or who practice diplomacy are not necessarily thinking of it that way, because diplomacy is practiced by countries, by very high-level officials, and the main goal is to promote the national security interest of each country. So every country has its diplomats, official diplomats. But there is the other idea of diplomacy, which I really believe in, which is the idea of people working to bridge the gap, to come up with relationships and solutions, compromises even, between countries, among countries, and not just countries. I mean, whether it's institutions or peoples of the world, but the idea of bridging gaps to make peace in the world. That's what I think diplomacy, the ultimate goal of diplomacy, should be. And therefore, it becomes something that everyone should think about and be involved in, instead of thinking that diplomacy is something only for a very elite, small group of people to practice.
And Liz, coming from experience, you've worked and taught in over 100 countries around the world, and you just came back from a trip over in Eastern Europe and Russia to like 10 countries, and through all this experience and all the wars and all the things you've seen front line, you still have the hope for diplomacy. So obviously a well-educated and well-experienced woman like yourself must know and really believe it can be done.
Well, it really can be done. And I found there people are always asking me, oh, what country did you like the best where I lived? I've lived in about 12 countries over my life. I mean, consider living there, you know, a year, say, in each. But the fact was, it was going out and meeting people and showing that all of us are just people. We're like each other, and we have a lot of interest in common, whether we speak the language or whether we have troubles communicating in languages. We still have all this common ground. And so I think the key is to go out and to meet with people, to try to understand their situations, to present your side of things. And I'm not saying that you do that from sort of a national interest. You do that as for a human interest or a global earth interest, or what I call the new earth diplomacy.
Indeed. And it has to start with grassroots, as all movements that have been effective have worked. And that's what you're talking about, coming together. I attended a meeting today in Asheville that I was invited to by a couple people, and it was just about coming together with like-minded people and just meeting one another and just talking in person about information and communicating like we used to do. We've stepped away from that. Everyone has walls up now and is programmed to be separate, and how many people even know their neighbors anymore, you know, things like that. And we're taking it back to like, well, what information have you learned? You know, what has your experience been? Can you teach me and share that experience? And we know what will resonate with us and things like that. But that's what has to be done with diplomacy. And what you said, empower people. It's so important, one by one, to step up and do something. Write a letter, write an email. There's something everyone can do. And if everyone did something and focused their intention and energy to it, we could do a lot of things. And like some of the places you have been, Liz, and you've been over 100 countries, and I saw some pictures you posted on Facebook. It was amazing. And one of them was in the Gulf War, and you were interviewing some Iraqi soldiers. And, you know, a situation like that, you're over there covering it. And in a situation like that, explain to the listeners how diplomacy would play into something like that.
Well, in that case, it was actually during the Desert Storm War. and I was a journalist covering that war. I was up at the front, and I was with an Italian cameraman and a Spanish photographer, and we were there actually looking to cover. It was up in the corner of Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Kuwait. We saw these figures coming across the desert, waving white surrender flags. Now, because we were journalists, and we were up there, we had met various soldiers from different, countries, and they had given us bits and pieces of uniform. So when the Iraqi soldiers came up to us with these white surrender flags, they thought, that we might be soldiers. Well, then they realized we weren't soldiers. We were journalists. What we did was we started talking to them. One person did speak English. One of them, I think they were Kurds actually, from Iraq, and they had deserted at that time.
Hold on one second, Liz. We got to go to
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Dr. Elizabeth Colton. And Liz, before we went to break, I'm sorry to interrupt that story, but unfortunately we can't control the commercials, or I can anyways. And you were talking about how you were interviewing the soldiers in Iraq, and they came up with white flags, and then they realized that you were journalists, and then what happened next?
Well, the main thing was that we were communicating with them. We actually, they clearly had deserted. We didn't have much to give them. It's some bottles of water and some cookies, some biscuits that we had. And the most amazing thing that really struck me, we handed them the water and the cookies, and we were talking, and then they reached in their pockets. They had nothing except they had old, dates that, they'd been eating dates. That was all they had. It was kind of dirt on it. But they handed it to us, and I knew that we had to accept it, even though it was almost like taking their last thing. But this was the important sign of hospitality in the Middle East. It was really quite a moving experience. I'll never forget it. It was in 1991. But I think the point is that so much of diplomacy should be about reaching out to people and understanding and listening. It's not what we often hear. We hear so much where countries, especially the United States, will issue demands and make demands on countries. I mean, this is not diplomacy to issue demands and order other countries or other peoples to do such and such. What we should be doing is talking so that we reach an agreement and not be issuing orders and demands.
And Liz, let's talk a little about some current things here happening in the news. We see all these embassies closing down and, you know, these terror alerts and things like that. What do you make of all these embassies? I know you're plugged into a lot of that. We have over, I think, 21, 22 embassies right now that have closed down in the last week or so. What do you think's happening?
Well, most of them are open again now, but I think it was rather alarming. I mean, certainly there is concern about security. We should be concerned about security. But I've talked to many people, my former colleagues who were diplomats or people who look at diplomacy. Most people were pretty concerned and horrified at the idea that diplomatic missions would just close their doors completely. That is not the kind of image that that the United States should be putting out. The British embassies, some of them also closed. The diplomatic mission, the embassies, should sort of be the last bastion or last, I don't want to use the word bastion, the last place of refuge, and they should stay open and keep their doors open unless there's something, catastrophic that happens. But to have closed those embassies for the numbers of days that they did, I think is not the kind of signal. It's not true diplomacy.
And when we talk about current things that are going on in current ways, what are some really easy current ways? I want to give the listeners out there some ways to engage in diplomacy. What are some ways people can get involved and become a world citizen, a diplomat?
I would urge people, to become familiar with the issues of international issues. But, you know, there's the word international may make people think, oh, that's far away from me. But a better word that I use is global. And that means that the global issues are also local, and the local issues are global. So if people start seeing that the issues and the concerns at the local level have global ramifications and vice versa, then they can start talking about it, writing letters, speaking to people, even just speaking among their friends to discuss things and see, to talk about the issues and realize that everything is interlinked today. I can't forget what I heard a little while recently, a few weeks ago, where I read that the Pope, the new Pope, had gone to Sicily because of the immigrants who were coming from the Middle East, and many were dying on their way trying to get to Sicily. And he talked about the concern there, and that people were sort of turning a blind eye to these people who were dying trying to get out of their countries and find refuge in Sicily and Italy. And he used the expression, the globalization of indifference. And I thought that was really very telling. I think it's very important for people to think about, what does that mean? What is this globalization of indifference? Meaning that people don't care, and this is happening, becoming a global phenomenon. Well, that's not great, so we need to work against this globalization of indifference. And that's where every person can and do something in his or her own way.
And again, it goes back to grassroots, where communication and taking this to one by one by one. That's how news happened 100 to, you know, not so long ago. News traveled by word of mouth, and that's what it has to be. People say, what can I do? What can I do? Open your mouth. Communicate. Talk to people. If you were to talk to 10 people in a week and urge those people to share, you know, news with other people and vice versa, you could really get things moving. But if you don't take that initial step to do anything, then nothing will get done. And a lot of people get overwhelmed. Take small steps.
Exactly. This week, about three things sort of came to hit me. A friend today gave me this book called Contagion, which emphasizes the fact that even today, in this world with all the mass communications that we have, like what we're doing right now, the fact of the matter is that most people's decisions are made and they are influenced by word of mouth, face-to-face conversations, what their friends say. So that makes a big difference. Another thing that happened this week, I sat down with some people who wanted to tell a story. Somebody told me this beautiful story. We actually sat and listened to the person tell the story over the course of about 4.5 hours. Not budging. I mean, we talked, we asked questions, we gave comments, but basically it was someone telling their story. That was very important, and the rest of us listening. And the third thing I did today, played a game called the Transformation Game. It was absolutely beautiful, and it's about how do you change, how do you make changes in your life, and you go about it, and it's this amazing game that was put together by Joy Drake and Kathy Tyler. I understand they're here in Asheville right now.
Excellent.
It was just quite, and it was all about transformation. Well, you can take it at the individual level, and then the individual can take it on to the world level. And that's what I think, when people realize that they can be a diplomat in the whole wide world, starting right in their own place.
And, Liz, in terms of what do you see, it's hard to say, in terms of diplomacy, the future of it. You made a comment earlier at the beginning that you said diplomacy, you don't see it being done much anymore. What can we do to revive it? What can be done? Is a I know we're talking about different ways, but like, does a new political party have to happen? Does, you know, what has to be done? What do you think we could do to revive diplomatic things, to gain more coverage, if you will, to the issue?
I think it's very important to cover it, and the difficulty with that is that it's very hard to cover diplomacy, whether it's local level or at a global level, because it's not, I mean, actually covering wars and violence, this is the sad thing, for news, it's much easier to cover those. Why? Because something happens that they can say, this happened, something happened, etc. In diplomacy, it's much slower. It requires a lot of steadfast, persistent, long-term work. It doesn't happen overnight because it involves people talking with each other and trying to find points of agreement and solutions that may not be evident. So diplomacy is a much slower, much more... it's slower, and it also requires going down different avenues, trying different things. It doesn't just happen overnight. That's why it's difficult.
And of course, the famous comment, slow and steady wins the race. So, as always, Liz, thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you for all your hard work and bridging those bridges around the world. And I hope to see you soon, and we'll have you back on very soon.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Thank you, Liz. Dr. Elizabeth Colton, thank you so much. Here's some more DJ Sound Sex. We'll be right back.
The vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having...
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again, Dr. Elizabeth Colton, the U.S. diplomat, for coming on the show and taking the time. And just amazing work she's doing all over the world, and it's great. So support that, so, you know. Get involved, do something, and be a world citizen, be a diplomat, and do something to change the world. Jumping to our next guest, he's been on the show before, and we are excited to have him back. We have Nico Franconi from the Hawaii chain of islands out there, and he's one of the amazing DJs we love having on the show because of the intent and the love he puts behind his music. And it's very important because as we talk about, as we learn the show, the intent and what you put out is the manifestation of the reality that will happen in your life. And when you have music artists like Miko and others, DJ Soundsex, as he goes by, putting out that intent of love and that vibration of light, that is the type of music artists we'd like to have on the show, because those are the ones that are leading the way to the new paradigm of where we're going and what it's about, living from the heart and taking those frequencies and expanding it and living in oneness. And electronic music, I say it over and over again, is that music, is that one entity music. So just a quick bio, if you will, on Miko. Just, I know, Miko, you're excited to come on, but I just want to give the listeners out there a little background on you. The youngest brother of dance music legend, superstar DJ Kiyoki. You've been living up to his name for many years now on the turntables. Your choice music by far reflects the fact that has been a member of electronic dance music movement since the toddler years from his older brother. He takes the long route to the climatic part of his set, or to look at it differently, it's the long climax, aka Soundsex, laying down songs with melodic hooks and face-melting bass lines, traveling from techno to electro to booty bass and back. He teases the crowd before making that rise to a total dance floor madness. He resonates all over Hawaii and many places from New York, Seattle to all over the world, Ultra Music Fest, many, many festivals. We go on and on. But without any further ado, Miko, thanks for coming back on Starseed Radio. How have you been?
I've been great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely, and so many things to talk about, but let's first jump into just a little background, Miko, on obviously how you got into electronic music was your older brother, but how did you first get into really putting the intent of love, the intention behind the music? I know it probably started from young, but we always have those awakening days, if you will. Like, when was your first awakening with electronic music into really what was going on?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I think I really, since I was young, I kind of realized the responsibility that a DJ has as far as controlling the mood and the vibe and putting out positive energy. I was taught more so from my brother that when he steps up to the decks, you know, that it's not just an array of music that he's playing for no reason. Everything has a time and a place, and each song, it's kind of, in a different way, it would be like a museum curator hanging paintings on a wall, for instance. Mm-hmm. Your job is to hang the paintings in the best place, in the best possible light, to really expose the artist for what they wanted the piece to represent. So as a DJ, I have to look at music similarly and put it in the best place for the artists to get their point across for the song that they wrote. So that in turn is my goal as a DJ is to spread that vibe as far as possible and to spread love as far as possible. I guess the more ears you have listening, the better. And I found a place on a stage that seems to be working for me.
And it's amazing because we all have our own little niches. We all have our own little ways. Mine's like the radio show and other things I'm doing, and yours is your music. And it's all with the same intent. Like, there's people out there that just want to make music to make money, or just because they want a big name or ego, whatever it is. You have people like yourself, people like me, and many others that we know that are out there with an intent to bring oneness and to spread love. You know, that's what's so powerful and what's so unique about people like us and many others that are on this path of enlightenment. And coming from the early rave days, I'm sure you were going to raves early because of your brother. So I'm sure you got
oh, yeah,
some early ones. And, you know, I remember back in the days in the 90s, man, going to like Zen and these raves in the early 91, 92. And I remember being at these raves and being unity with everyone. I remember one time I was looking around the dance floor, if you will, and there was hundreds if not thousands of people all around me, and I saw them all for their true form. I saw them all as light beings, all like these, like, and it was so weird. I'd never seen anything like that, but that was the one time where I was at that total state of bliss and ecstasy, and because I was on ecstasy and psychotropic drugs, my consciousness was able to open up and really see that for what it is, because we're so programmed and shut down our senses in that way. And I didn't know what that was until years later, where I realized that we are these light beings and we are that. And then it was like, man, I saw that 20 years ago at a rave once, and I connected to that. And you know, that's the type of downloads and things that have happened and happen at these type of gatherings where everyone is there to unify and bring in that consciousness, and you bring in this magnificent energy. I'm sure you've had similar experiences.
Absolutely. It's the mass consciousness that you experienced at those early rave parties is definitely something that is an ultimate goal for worldwide. I mean, I'd love for everybody to hear the same song at the same time. That'd be amazing. You know, we might have an opportunity then to have this mass consciousness and a step forward for our humanity, for us as light beings, for sure.
And just for the record, Miko, we're not saying out there to listeners that to take psychotropic drugs and LSD and you need that kind of stuff to do this. We have done this. I have done this. I'm sure you have too, in meditation, in yoga, and whatever practice you use to quiet the mind, and balance yourself out and go into the void and experience your higher reality self, if you will. At the earlier ages, when we were on those drugs, we had those experiences, not understanding what they were. At least I didn't at the time. When I used to do, like, you know, LSD and all these drugs, and I would actually travel to other places, and next day be like, man, I was on like some crazy planet last night, and da da da. But it was just the LSD. It was just the drugs. And no, but what it really was the LSD would open up our consciousness, our mind's eye, if you will, to allow us to travel to those places as a consciousness, because that's what we really are. And it happens to all of us at those parties because of those drugs and others, and not just parties, but all over. But many and most people do it without the drugs and through meditation. So, don't
sure.
get it confused.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the definitely using substances to expand your horizons, if, for lack of better words, is not something that, you know, everybody needs to do. You know, a lot of people have the,
correct.
I mean, you can tap into your internal source and get a high from that, of course, you know. So, at the beginning of my career professionally, about 6 years ago, when I decided to take things professionally, I decided to do it without the help of any substances at all. I actually maintained, sobriety for the first 4 years of my career, from any drugs or alcohol or marijuana, anything. It was just a personal choice of my own that I knew that I wanted to. It felt good.
Awesome.
I
did a 4 year run too,
really,
sobriety. That's awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. It was the best 4 years for sure of my life. Definitely, like, as far as self-learning and experiences go.
Indeed, absolutely.
When 11:30 in the morning came, the first night that I stayed up all night without the help of any substances, I'd realized that my passion for the music and my passion for night and dancing and life wasn't fueled by that, but it was only, that was just a part of it. It was a bonus that I was giving myself. When I realized that I could stay up all night and feel high and have the time of my life and not do anything was a big epiphany for me. And everybody can do that, absolutely. So definitely not pushing to your listeners that you need these to expand your horizons, for sure.
Indeed, when I was just out in Europe about 3 years ago, one of my last trips for it, I came to Carolinas, I went to the French Riviera, I went to Amsterdam, I went to Switzerland, I was like rock star, 2-3 nightclubs a night. Then I went to Ibiza for a week. You know about Ibiza, I went there for 8 days and rocked it out. And the point of the story is I was sober the entire time. Everyone was smoking and doing whatever, but I had fun. I went out and rocked the whole trip sober, no alcohol, no nothing. And it's awesome.
Awesome.
So that's what's up. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, Miko. Just hang on right there. We're going to talk more about transformational festivals and some upcoming projects you got. So hang on right there. And here's some more DJ Sound Sex. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by Miko Franconi out of the Hawaii Islands. And what island do you live on, Miko? Miko, you with us? Oh, we lost Miko. He must be on one of the distant islands. Well, I think he's on Kauai. I'm not sure which one. But anyways, we're joined by DJ Soundsex, Miko Franconi, younger brother of legendary superstar Keoki, and I used to rock out to him in the early days. We're talking about the early rave days and what was going on and the intent and the reason why we have artists like him on the show, which is because they put out conscious music, which is about raising the vibration of love and really holding that frequency in the music, and so many other beautiful music artists that do that around the world, of course. But we like to focus on the artists that really have that intention behind it. And with that, I think the station is trying to get Miko back on the line. I know he is back. Miko, you're back with us. How are you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries. What island do you live on in Hawaii, Miko?
You know, I'm from Oahu, but I've actually been stationing myself in LA these days. I've been out here for about a month. I just got back from 3 weeks in Hawaii and did 3 weeks here before. So I'm in LA right now, but Oahu is in my home base for sure.
Gotcha, gotcha. So we're talking about the early days and the rays, talking about downloads and psychotropic drugs and open and things like that. And now we see this emergence of transformational festivals happening all over the planet. I don't know if you know this, but in Asia, over in China, electronic music has just hit big over there a little less than 4 years ago. They just had their first electronic dance music festival, their first rave, if you will. So it's still somewhat new in many parts of the world, obviously, but you see this massive transformational festival type movement in terms of in the earlier days it was about the music and the DJs, and today you see it's also about that, but it's about education, transformation, community, workshops, yoga, you know, really to have a transformational experience. How have you seen the transformational movement move the last few years, and what are your thoughts? What do you think about it?
Well, I can speak definitely for Hawaii, because I've had the blessing to be able to watch the scene grow in Hawaii and this transformation occur. It's been just the last 4 years in Hawaii, people have been opening up to electronic music around the world, of course, and Hawaii being such a melting pot of people from different parts of the world, it was inevitable that we would be sort of caught in the loop, if you will. The electronic music is definitely a force in Hawaii now. Not to speak too highly of myself, but I received the DJ of the Year award from one of the Hawaii newspapers, and being an electronic DJ, that was a big moment for me.
That's what's up. Congrats. Awesome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was a moment that I realized electronic music was taking a big place in Hawaii's dance music scene. I mean, and in Hawaii's DJ scene, club scene in general, electronic music was at the forefront. So, and it still is, and I feel like it's growing, and I feel around the world, I mean, you can't really go to any county and not hear about a festival, it feels like, these days.
Mm-hmm.
and yeah, that's, man, amazing. I would love to just, I mean, if I could bounce through the festival circuit, that would be amazing. You know, there's
absolutely
just so many people willing to open up and experience new things. I think that's a big sign that we're headed on the right path for sure.
Exactly. Headed on the right path in terms of living a sustainable lifestyle. And what I mean by that is what they're teaching at these festivals, what they're teaching about the transformation is a new way of living without the use of things called like money or credit cards, living off bartering systems, taking it back to the roots, living in a way that everyone loves to do everything out there. There's a guy that loves to write coding for a computer. There's a guy that loves to paint walls. There's a guy that loves to fix cars. There's someone that loves to do everything. And if everybody went back to just doing what they want to do and did it in a shared way where we level the playing field, if you will, on who's better than this or I'm better than that, it's that unification that we're going for at these transformational festivals where we're showing people how everyone is the same. We're all one, from the starving people in Africa to the homeless person in the street to the president. No one is better than anyone else. Everyone is the same, and we have to take it back to that. And electronic music like carries that vibration. I know some people that probably hear are just like, oh, it's repetitive noise or whatever, but if you give it a chance and listen to it and let it seep in and turn the music up and let it and feel the music, you will see what it aesthetically does for you, which is puts you in a state of a harmonic trance and vibration, and or gives you joy depending on what style of electronic you're listening to. There's all different ones, many genres now. But that unification is what's so important at these festivals, teaching people yoga, meditation, teaching people how to build yurts, teaching people how to be self-sustained, are so important, because as the world continues to go the way it is, things are going to start coming down and new things are going to have to start rising up. And when you talk about the Burning Man and the burners and like, dude, that's where it's at. That's where the tribal, you know, convergence is coming back. It's happening, and you see it through these hundreds of thousands of people that are gathering all over the world all the time now to transform and bring their families and have this experience. And it's amazing because it's happening so fast, so rapidly all over the planet now. Where do you think it's going to head, Miko?
Well, I absolutely agree with you that electronic music is a good way for people to feel that unification. And the repetitiveness, just to go back to that real quick, it is repetitive, but that's what drums were, you know, that's
That's what rhythm is. Rhythms are repetitive. Our heart beats at a rhythm. Our heart is repetitive. If you say repetitive in a negative sense, I mean, it just kind of doesn't make too much sense. If you think about it, when repetition is what makes us operate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, your question was, where do I see,
the transformational festival's heading to? Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm hoping that it bleeds out into regular day life, and people take what they learn at these festivals and they take it home with them. The barter system, I mean, the fact that no money is really necessary at some of these festivals is amazing. And the feeling.
I love it.
The feeling that you have when you get there and if you're hungry and food is presented in front of you and you don't have to ask, there's nothing like knowing that you're manifesting everything that's around you. But everything is provided for you because you're willing to give everything that you have. So it's amazing. And I really hope that when these festivals grow and more people learn about it, more people tune into shows like yours and listen to it and give it a chance and really not look at it in the sense that it is anything that has to do with psychotropic drugs, but more in the sense that it has to do with learning about yourself and self-exploration, then people will come into the light, I guess, and
absolutely
really enjoy it, you know.
You hit home when you talked about going to these festivals with no money, no credit cards, and have that experience. That is an experience, man. I was out at Burning Man. I was in the desert for 11 days. I had nothing. I didn't bring money. I didn't have a cell phone, and everything was provided for. Whatever you needed. You wanted a beer, a cigarette, a cheeseburger. You want an ice cream. Whatever you want, it is there. And it's evenly distributed, and it's a collective, unified city. It's an entire city they build with, you know, watering trucks in the morning and garbage trucks and, like, personnel and street signs. And it's, like, it's an example of what it could be if we come together and everyone just be creative and does what they want to do, because there's everyone to do everything we need to keep society going. We just have to reformulate it a little bit, you know. So
sure. It's more so about what you can contribute and bring to the table than what you can get from the situation. And if everybody thought like that in everyday life, then
yes,
there'd be a lack of nothing. Because there really isn't. I mean, people are trained to believe that there is a limited amount of everything on the planet. We can only have a little bit if you really earn for it. But I mean, that's a big lie. There's excess of everything. And if we just give what we have, the excess will fly and it will come into our world, you know, and we'll be able to experience and enjoy those things too.
Absolutely. And we only got about a minute or so left, Miko. So tell us about some upcoming projects and where you're going to be and how can people find out some more information in your music.
Thank you so much. Well, they can check everything out on me, soundsex.net, soundsex.net. That'll take you to my Facebook page where I have updates of everything that's going on in my world. I am going to Burning Man in 2 weeks. I'm not sure if I'll see you there.
I'm not going this year.
No, not this year. Well, I'm gonna be out at Burning Man. So if any of your listeners are burners, I'm gonna be playing at Tetrion Camp Wednesday for the UFO landing at midnight, and then the night the man burns Saturday, I'll be playing on the Art Car Calliope, which is a new addition to the Playa this year.
Awesome.
20,000 watts of sound. It's amazing. It should be incredible this year.
That's what's up. Starbro, thanks so much for coming back on. Sound Sex, as always. My burner brother, enjoy your time out there in the Playa. And do some dancing for me, brother. We'll have you back on soon.
Freedom ain't